Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll chat some NFL and some hoops right now, and we'll do with one of the hardest working men in show business, someone I respect very greatly, and that is Adam Lefkoe of the Lefkoe Show with Bleacher Report, and also you could always catch him NBA on TNT. Mr. Lefkoe, great to catch up with you. How you been?
Man, good compliments. Meanwhile, I'm just a guy that is currently on his couch trying to hustle his friends in his fantasy leagues to trade me a player. You know, we are all just living the dream, bro. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm kind of disappointed you're on your couch because last time I talked to you, you were navigating the streets of New York City. You had a baby crying in the background and also an ambulance going off. A siren going off, that was a little bit more entertaining, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you know, New York doesn't have any of that anymore. I feel like if I went outside right now, it would be the same energy as when I'm on my couch. It's a different world. But either way, I'm talking to Zach Gelb, which means it's going to be good.
Maybe we'll get a fireman over to your house to just, like, blow the fire horn off, and maybe we could get that in the background.
If one comes by, I will put the phone out the window.
Yeah, you should do that. Adam Lefkoe here with us. All right, let me get to last night in the NFL. Tennessee was very impressive. I've not been impressed with them through their first three games. What statement did they send to you last night just dismantling the Bills?
First, I think it's important that people talk about injuries because I think we don't even know when the games are. And I think a lot of people's schedules are messed up. They were without a number of key defenders last night, the Bills. Matt Milano was out. Tre'Davious White was out. Number of guys on the D-line. I just think that's important for context. But I think what Tennessee showed me, and I think they've been showing it to me now for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, is this offense is not a gimmick, and it is here to stay, and it is built on strong philosophies and Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith is the OC that, I will not lie, before last season, I completely questioned. They were moving on from Matt LaFleur, and what they have done is built a downhill running game with a play-action pass bootleg offense, and Ryan Tannehill has shown enough accuracy on middle passes, 15 to 20 yards. And A.J. Brown now, like, A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf went to the same school. What was more egregious? Ole Miss doing nothing with DK Metcalf and AJ Brown, or LSU winning no championship with Odell and Jarvis Landry? Like, how did they not win? But I think the Titans are very much for real. I still think they have holes on their defense. I'm not a full believer there, but I do believe that with Derrick Henry, AJ Brown, Janu Smith, Ryan Tannehill, and most importantly, Arthur Smith's offense, I think they're a real contender.
So you think they got a shot to get to the Super Bowl this year, not just like last year where, yeah, they got to the AFC Championship game, but no one really thought they were going to beat
Chiefs. If you were telling me to, like, predict their future, they seem like a divisional round exit. They feel like a team that could win the South because Phillip Rivers' arm right now I literally ordered Asian noodles for lunch, and so that's the first thing that popped in my head. But they were the team that they needed to compete with. I knew Houston was going to be done. So Tennessee can win a division. I think we're going through a thing right now with the Chiefs that we went through last year. Last year, Patrick Mahomes went and played Detroit and New England. And so it was two man-to-man offenses that sat back and let him, like, struggle. And then they lost to Indy when Marlon Mack had a huge game. It was a Thursday or a Monday night. we go through this where it's like weeks through four through six. Patrick, they throw a wrinkle at Pat, and then, oh, is this the blueprint to beat Patrick Mahomes? They are going to finish 12-4. They're the cream of the crop. Baltimore's number two. New England is number New England and Pittsburgh are 3-4. And then I think Tennessee is fighting for that five spot.
If you had to answer this question right now, Chiefs or the field to get to the Super Bowl in the AFC, do you take the Chiefs or the field?
Because it, like, this is such a cop-out answer, because it's the NFL and injuries are so, like, crazy, I would take the field. But I would, if I had to bet my money, I would bet on the Chiefs. The thing is I hate talking about this side of football. Patrick Mahomes' kneecap was on the side of his leg last year and he missed 2 weeks. And if that was any different type of injury, Matt Moore's not taking them to the Super Bowl. And so that's why it's not like the NBA where we can rest Kawhi and we can rest LeBron and get him ready for the run. When Paul George does something to his knee, it's a freak accident. And we talk about it all the time. In the NFL, we go put in Andy Dalton. So it's just I don't like making long-term predictions.
Adam Lefkoe here with us from Bleacher Report, NBA on TNT. When we get to Josh Allen, he's been really good so far through the start of the season, but I think the hype was a little bit too much, and I thought last night just kind of reminds people that there's still a lot of work to do before we call the Bills great. I know they had injuries last night. Everyone's going to be due to have a bad game here and there. He's still a really good player, but are the Bills just a good team in your mind, or do you think they can be a great team? Because I've been in the very good camp.
I think the Bills are right there with the Titans, fighting for that five. Like, I know that last night's game went one way, but there was a lot of turnovers, and after Josh Allen threw a touchdown with 10 minutes left, he never even got to touch the ball again. So to me, I think that was just a one-sided game. I have been, when you're like on a heater with like predicting a team or betting a team and you just have the flow of them and nobody else can figure it out, I've been all over Josh Allen. When he came in, people were too down on him. I was feeling good out of him. This year, everybody's ready to crown him. I'm the one going not so fast. It's because he reminds me of the same thing of Carson Wentz. Just incredible physical ability. When he's around a lot of guys and he needs to take it to another level to carry the team, he has that. But when it comes to maintaining a lead, when it comes to being consistent, like, they have momentary lapses of judgment. And that's my issue with Josh, where, like, Josh is one of those dudes that could totally pull a Flacco and go four games straight in the playoffs and win you a Super Bowl. He has that ability. But he is also the kind of guy, and I hate to say this because I think he's a great kid, I think he's super talented, is they could also one year be the 14-2 team and he throws four picks in the AFC Championship game. And that's just the variance that comes with him. But in the NFL, where you just need a guy that is capable of winning you the Super Bowl, he is one of those guys. And I think that's what people need to realize is the most important attribute.
Who has the better career just because they're in the same draft class? Is it Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson?
If I was betting, I would bet on Lamar. And I think that I'm worried about both of them getting hurt. I think that Josh is a little bit more reckless than Lamar. I think that anybody that drafted Lamar Jackson would be able to comment this. Lamar is not running as much this year. And I think that I use fantasy sometimes to go, oh, that's interesting. He's staying in the pocket more. I think he threw 37 passes last game. Lamar was not doing that. He would run for 15 and he'd throw for 25, but now he's like throwing for 37 and running for five. And I would definitely go Lamar. Mainly also, I think both are very well run franchises. I think that I would put Harbaugh a little bit ahead of McDermott. But I also just think that the system, oh man, Daboll, they're really both set up for success. I would go Lamar because I believe he's a little bit faster, and I believe that he's just a better athlete overall.
Talking to Adam Lefkoe right now on the Zach Gelb Show. Who should be interested in Le'Veon Bell? Do you have a few teams in mind?
The names that popped up to me, I think the Patriots are interesting because they collect two positions, running backs and linebackers, because they know that as the year goes on, there's an attrition, and sometimes you find a Kyle Van Noy or a Corey Dillon. I would say Chicago is interesting. Tariq Cohen goes down. I don't think they really want Cordarrelle Patterson to be the backup running back, and I think that offense could make a lot of sense. I think Indy is interesting, even though they do have a lot of guys already. I know they were interested in possibly him in free agency. I don't know how bad the relationship is, but Pittsburgh needs him. I think that he would be a huge upgrade over Benny Snell, and I think he'd be a really good 1-2 with James Conner, and he knows literally everything. So if it ended on bad terms, I don't know. And then, you know, I could also see him, if he wants to stay in New York, maybe going to the Giants. I think that, you know, we've seen some flashes from Devontae Freeman, but it's really, it hasn't been anything special. And I think he's an upgrade on everybody else there. So those would be sort of the five teams that jump out to me right away.
The Pittsburgh one is fascinating just because of how ugly it did end. Just to throw a little juice here into the rivalry, and I know the guy's hurt right now with Nick Chubb. Wouldn't it be something if Cleveland signed Le'Veon Bell?
Sure. I think if there's one franchise that doesn't want a new addition to mess up a year's worth of, like, gelling together, like Cleveland is the reason that so many people bet against the Bucks this year, where it's like, oh, we add a new person and it ruins the flow. I would say this, though. The Le'Veon now experienced Adam Gase, and the Steelers experienced Antonio Brown. And I would wonder if both parties had enough experiences with somebody that was worse than their experience that they go, you know what, maybe it wasn't that bad. You know, you know what, Le'Veon left, but he didn't do what Antonio Brown did. You know, and oh, you know what, they didn't really treat me with respect, but like Tomlin's a lot better than Adam Gase. So maybe that, you know, when you're trying to win, you'll go anywhere. I'm more curious on the Pittsburgh side, though.
And the real winner to me here is Mike Tomlin, because no more Antonio Brown, no more Le'Veon Bell, Adam Lefko. They're undefeated right now.
So I, before the season, predicted three AFC North teams to make the playoffs.
Same.
So far, that's looking pretty good. And I had them ranked Ravens, Steelers, and then Browns. Browns are like a 9-7, 10-16 to me. The Steelers are like, they're an 11-5, 12-4 team. And the defense is still kind of getting picked apart a little bit. They have these moments. We saw it in the Eagles game. We saw it in Houston when Deshaun Watson was clicking. We even saw it when the second game of the year against Denver, after Drew Locke went down, Jeff Driscoll had success. But I think that gets fixed, because I don't know, man. Don't you always feel like after six games in, the Steelers settle into themselves and they go on a tear? It feels like what's about to come. The offense, they got David DeCastro finally back, and he's one of the best pulling guards in the NFL. And you look at the weapons, Chase Claypool is the new Martavis Bryant. Chase Claypool is the new Plaxico Burress. Chase Claypool is the super athletic big wide receiver that Big Ben, who throws an unbelievable deep ball. It's up there with Russell Wilson. And I know he hasn't been throwing great deep passes. I think that's the new connection with Juju in the slot. The Steelers have a legitimate Super Bowl chance. They really do.
Talking to Adam Lefko right now on the Zach Gelb Show. Get into that Browns-Steelers game this week. Who do you like in this one?
Man. So the Browns are going to come out there and they're going to want to pound the rock. And I think that's exactly what the Steelers do really well. I think when you saw the Eagles had success, it was attacking the slot and Mike Hilton. So with Stephon Tuitt and Cam Hayward and all those guys up front, I do think it's going to be a little bit harder for Cleveland to get that run going. And I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Baker Mayfield to beat some one-on-one coverage. I think that's what they're going to do. On the other side, Myles Garrett has been on an absolute tear. But I would say that even though they played the Colts last week, this is one of the toughest tackles he's faced since week one against Baltimore. Last week against Indy, Anthony Costanzo was out. And so he went up against LaRaven Clark, who is like your chronic backup former college standout that gets burned a lot. And now he's going to be going up against the Steelers. If Ben can have time and they can get that offense going, I think it's going to be a statement win for the Steelers. I think it's close. And how have the Steelers won their first four games? They've all won it in like the last 4 minutes of the game, last second drives. I think it's up and back. I think it's a little bit more high scoring than people think. But I do think that the Steelers' ability to win games at the end, one score games, will put them over the top.
We also have Packers and Bucks this weekend, which should be a very good game. Are you concerned about the Bucks? I'm not yet, but some people are after losing to the Bears.
No. That was I don't consider losing on a short week a game without like two of your top three receivers like shocking. Like that to me, it's all about context. I remember the one year where Tom Brady had to go down to Tampa and his number one wide receiver was Chris Hogan, and they put up 15 points and like James White had 12 catches. I look at the Bucs right now. If anything, I'm going, man, this Ronald Jones kid is pretty special. And then I go, man, him and Leonard Fournette, when Tristan Wirfs really starts getting a little bit settled there on offense, because I really have, you know what? My one thing that scares me about the Bucs is that Vita Vea got hurt. Vita Vea was an absolute baller in the interior of the defense. And so if I was going to play devil's advocate to you, Zach, I would say that's the thing that scares me, because I think Tom Brady needed the Bucs to have a good defense, and I do think losing Vita Vea is a huge blow.
A team that I am concerned about, though, Adam Lefkoe, the 49ers. You look at their next seven games, they're absolutely brutal, and this team is just banged up left and right. I never thought I would say this, and this has been my take this week. I never thought I'd say this before the season, that the 49ers would miss the playoffs, even with the extra spot. I think they're going to miss the playoffs now.
And I think the key is to look, when you look at the conference, who are the teams that will be replacing it? Green Bay, absolutely. Seattle, absolutely. I do think that New Orleans will be there fighting, and they can build a big enough lead on San Francisco. Dallas, I don't know anymore. The Rams, yes. I don't believe in Chicago. I think that it's going to be tight, because I think that San Francisco is going to be battling it out with the Carolinas, who no one from the NFC East,
Cardinals.
Carolina, Arizona, Chicago. And I think in the end, it's second-year Kyler Murray, it's Nick Foles, but then it's Tom Brady. And I just... I don't know about you, man. Like, I'm not counting Tom Brady out of the playoffs, just like I'm not counting Bill Belichick out of the playoffs. I think they're going to find a way to get there. I really do. Oh, and I'm talking about San Francisco. My bad. San Francisco, I agree with you. Like, I'm over here questioning Tampa Bay. San Francisco, like, I'm an idiot. San Francisco is a team that they're going to get healthy. Like, they're going to get Richard Sherman back. They're going to get some of these weapons back. But Jimmy didn't look right. And that West is tough, man. I think you're right. I think they're going to be absolutely scrapping and clawing to get in, and they might miss out to a team like Tampa Bay.
Last one for you, Adam Lefkoe. When we get to the NBA side of things, LeBron James, everyone has a take, him winning his fourth championship. I think the only take should be like, oh my goodness gracious, let's appreciate what we're seeing right now. What was your reflection on this LeBron run when you look back on it?
I think that's what you said is it, is because I just watched The Last Dance and you just saw the way that Michael Jordan was celebrated upon every championship, the way that Bob Costas would be like, the greatest has yet again stepped forth, and like the commercials and the movies, and that he was like the biggest star ever. And then we look at LeBron, and he wins a championship, and he feels the need to say that I need to get respect. And then the ensuing content that comes out on every major network and radio station is, how does he compare to Jordan? There is absolute just zero effort to bask in what he's accomplishing. And I feel bad, because I've never seen this. I didn't feel this way when Kobe won five. It feels a little bit like Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus, where like he'd win his like 13th major, and they'd be like, Tiger Woods, now just five majors to go. And it was like, no, he just won a major. But that heavy is the head that wears the crown. And I think that LeBron is top two. And I don't think it's a debate. And I think that's really, really special now. And it's realizing that the people that stand for LeBron look at numbers, and that people that will just say Jordan blindly, they just go, no, I'm not going to argue. And it's devolved into a pretty ruthless discussion. And it's like asking who you're voting for now at a party. It's very divisive.
And that's when we wrap up the conversation. We won't get into any politics. Adam Lefko, appreciate the time, my friend. You be well.
Zach, you have no fire like trucks. I'm sorry.
I'm disappointed. But... You know, can you get things cooking and a little bit more exciting in the Lefko apartment?
I know. All right, let me go start the oven. We'll see what we can do. All right, brother, good talking to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.